Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, as we celebrated yesterday, the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker, it's a particular feast, we celebrate another great feast today, the Feast of St. Athanasius. And you might say, so who is St. Athanasius? Let me share a little bit with you. He was born in Egypt, and he served that city, Alexandria, the city of Alexandria in Egypt. He served that city as a bishop for 46 years. Listen to that. 46 years as a bishop during the tumultuous era of the Arian heresy, one of the greatest heresies we faced. As a devout promoter of the teaching of the Council of Nicaea that Jesus was not created, he was consubstantial with the Father. Athanasius ran afoul of the imperial powers and suffered repeated exile. His moving writings defended the meaning of the incarnation. God, Athanasius taught, was made man so that we might be made God. And he manifested himself through a body so that we might receive the idea of the unseen Father. And he endured the insolence of men that we might inherit immortality. It's really worth studying the writings of St. Athanasius. He died in 373. You can find his writings. I'm sure if you go online, you could pull up a decent translation. It's really worth reading him. God gave him a marvelous mind, and he really broke through the thicket of many things that people were dealing with in the early years of the church. So I encourage you to learn a little bit about him. Let's take a look now at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Well, there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them. It was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the presbyters about this question. They were sent on their journey by the church and passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, telling of the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brethren. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church as well as by the apostles and the presbyters, and they reported what God had done with them. But some from the party of the Pharisees who had become believers stood up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the Mosaic law." See, here they're making, in a sense, I don't think I've got the right word here, but in a sense, the transition from the Mosaic law into the time of Christ, when all of the Old Testament prophecies are fulfilled and Christ has come. The people are still trying to figure out, well, how do I do this then, and what does that mean, and what change? And there's a lot of difficult times getting it right. And as usual, sometimes people jump in there and say, it's got to be this way, because they're afraid of any kind of change. And it says that the Pharisees stood up, the ones who had become believers, they stood up and they said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the Mosaic law." So the apostles and the presbyters met together to see about this matter. It's one of the early issues that was a major one and required wisdom from God. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 122, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." Let us follow him, because with him is joy, with him is peace, with him is infinite wisdom, with him is infinite love, mercy, tenderness, It's all there for us, for every one of us. I rejoiced because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. In your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. God wanted to bring all his people there. The ones who had just become Christians, as well as his Jewish brothers and sisters. But there was a hard struggle there. And in some ways, it continues today. There is much collaboration today, much work together today. The Jewish people are my brothers and sisters. But there's quite a process here of bringing, in a sense, the Old Testament and the New Testament together. And it goes on and on. So learn. Read the Catechism. Read where we were before the coming of Christ. Read what Christ's presence changed. The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes. Everyone that does, he prunes so that it may bear more fruit. We've talked about this before and not so long ago, but keep in mind, sometimes we're working at something and we're seeing all kinds of fruit, and then just suddenly it just seems like it dies. It just disappears. It was going well, and then suddenly it's not there anymore. Oftentimes, God allows us to be tested in order to prune the vine so that it will bear more fruit. It really is true. It's not just a nice analogy. It really is true. That's what's going on. So when things come against you, you think you're doing something God wants, and all kinds of things are coming against you, or even one thing is coming against you, take time just to be with the Lord, day in and day out. Say, Lord, just teach me, show me, help me, so that I don't discard out of anger what you want, and that I don't out of fear turn away from what I need to face. Just ask the Lord to help you. He hears you. He hears every word that you pray. Do you know that? He hears every word that you pray. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. And you know, I've pondered that a lot. Without me, you can do nothing. It doesn't say you can't do this or you can't do that. It says you can do nothing without God. If you want your life to live forever in the company of the angels and the saints and God himself in heaven forever, where every tear will be wiped away, and where there will be no more mourning, no more sorrow, no more death, no more pain anymore. For the old order will have passed and all is new. That's the truth. Whatever works against that truth in us, take it to Jesus and say, Lord, give me hope. Give me strength. Give me wisdom. Give me good counsel. Put somebody in my path who can teach me. Show me. Just pray that way. God hears you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. So I'm not the source. The vine's the source. I'm a branch. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. Anyone who does not remain in me. You say, enough of this. I'm going off on my own. I don't need God. I don't want God. I don't believe in God. You're setting yourself up for a very, very great difficulty, and you don't want to do that. No matter how angry you are, no matter how hurt you are, by whatever has happened, go to the Lord and just say, Lord, I'm wounded. I can't see straight. I can't think straight. Will you help me? Just please help me. Send me somebody. Help me to pick up something that I read that helps me. God will do it for you. Just ask him. And keep on asking him till he answers. Because every time he hears your prayer, he acts. You just can't see it yet. So just keep praying. Don't ever give up. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. You don't want to die and go to hell. You don't. Absolutely, you don't. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, look at this. Ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. If you remain in me, if you live in me, if you draw your life breath from me, and my words remain in you. So you're studying the scripture, you're reading it, you're trying to conform your life to it. Then, he says, if you're doing those things, if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. Because he knows if you're rooted in him, you're going to ask for good things. You might be tempted to ask for other things, but you'll ask for good things. And it will be done for you. For you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. That you bear much fruit and become my disciples. I see so many people so bewildered and so confused out there in the world where we all live. They're very concerned about children and grandchildren. And people are straying more and more and more away. Brothers and sisters, don't go with the flow. Do not go with the flow. Ask God for strength to choose him. Because whatever difficulties you encounter in this life, following him will lead you eventually to a life of eternal joy, eternal happiness, eternal peace. And that joy, Jesus tells us himself, that joy no one shall ever take from you. That's what God has for you. So bear the trials now, when the branches get broken, when persecution comes, when challenges come and difficulties come. Keep your eyes fixed on him, not on the circumstances. Fix your eyes on him. Persevere. Draw close to him. How often I've said to you, feed on the Eucharist. Adore the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Read his word. Do those things and you will be fed. When you eat and drink from the Lord's table and do what he asks you in the scripture, you're actually being fed a banquet, and a banquet that will last forever. You can't see it all, but it's true. So I beg you, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to him. Ask and pray for St. Athanasius that his wisdom, his insight may be given to you as well. May God abundantly bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.